Hello, Las Vegas, and welcome to another episode of the Postal Stand-Up. My name is Alan Gigax, and today we're going to talk about protecting your customers from scam checks. So these come in envelopes that once you spot the one the first time, you will be able to recognize them immediately. You can recognize them from across the post office. And first, I want to tell you a little bit about the scam. It used to be called, It used to be called the Craigslist scam. And what would happen is, say you're selling some bulky item on Craigslist, like a couch, and you're selling it for $500. So a scammer will message you and say, "Hey, I saw your couch. It's perfect for my space. I really want it. The problem is I live in Phoenix. And so if you are willing, I will send you a check. Instead of $500, I'll send you a check for $1,000. And you take 500 of it, give it to my movers. They're going to take the couch, bring it to Phoenix for me. You keep the other 500 for yourself. In fact, I'll do you one better. I'll send you a check for $1,500. You keep $1,000 just for the courtesy of giving the $500 to my movers so they can bring it to Phoenix." And of course you think, "No, I'm no idiot. I'm not going to do that." And they say, "Look, we'll actually send you the check and you don't have to pay my movers until the check clears." So they send the check arrives, you deposit the check, and sure enough, a couple days later, the check clears. Then you give the money to the movers, they take your couch, and all is good. But what the victim of this scam doesn't realize is that checks are still old-timey in the sense that they still have to go to like a physical clearinghouse and change hands between banks. And that's when they actually clear, and it takes like a week. So that money that you get in your account that makes it look like the check cleared, that's actually the bank advancing you that money. So the check that you were given is a fake check, it's a scam, and once it goes to the clearinghouse, it's going to bounce and you're going to be out all that money, which means you're not going to get the $500 for your couch, and you paid $500 to scam movers who are just going to take that couch, throw it in an abandoned lot somewhere, and keep your $500. So that's the Craigslist scam, and it's done on Facebook Marketplace, anything like that, where somebody says they're going to send you a check, and then you pay cash out of that check. It's a scam every time. So anyway, these scammers don't want to spend money on postage. So what they'll do is they'll take the free shipping supplies that the post office gives, like usually it's priority envelopes, but it could be express mail envelopes. And then on their printer, they'll print a fake mailing label. And there's a couple of dead giveaways for these things. Like first, the envelope will feel essentially empty because the only thing that's in there is the fake check, or sometimes it'll be the fake check and like a piece of paper that says like, "Hey, thanks for this. Make sure you give the money to my mover," something like that. So it feels like there's nothing inside of it because essentially there is nothing. But the label itself is the deadest giveaway. Because if you know what the labels are supposed to look like, there's things that don't match. I mean, first of all, it looks like it's printed on the cheapest possible paper with the cheapest possible printer, because it probably is. And then on our labels, you may notice that your route number is on the label. Like it'll say in a little box, it'll say C029 if you're on Route 29. Or if you're a rural carrier, it'll say R103 or whatever it is, like that'll be in there. Well, a scammer has no way to know what your actual route number is. And so they just know that a letter and some numbers have to go in that little box. And so they put a number on there that's wrong. That doesn't match your route. So that's like the first dead giveaway. Recently, I had one that was an express mail, and it was in a post office provided express mail envelope. And then it had the fake label on it that was computer printed. And then at the bottom, the tracking number started with an E, and that's express mail number should start with an E, but it's only the post office printed express mail labels that start with an E. Every other computer printed tracking number starts with a 9, but the scammer doesn't know that. So they're just cutting and pasting this stuff onto this label to try to give it the look of legitimacy. And I'm telling you, once you spot the first one, you're going to spot them from a mile away. So when you see something like this, please make sure you give it to your supervisor, and also I recommend you show it to your fellow carriers so that they also know what they're looking for. And in this way, we can help protect our customers and hopefully take care of the scammers. All right, guys, thanks for listening. Catch you next time.